This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Quick bit of housekeeping. I received a request to mention what the electrical wiring book, the home wiring book that I have here at the farm that I've used is. And I find that this is the best single volume to get. So if you're going to buy a book on how to wire your home or your garage, this would be wiring a generator, wiring in electrical devices, wiring in networking, how to run the wire between and among studs. It's a Black & Decker book, Black & Decker, D-E-C-K-E-R, The Complete Home Wiring. A complete guide to home wiring. Now, the price on the back cover is $24.95, but you can buy this on the internet for much less, much, much less. And the one that I have has a light switch on the front cover, and it's part of it's painted blue, the other part of it's painted white. So if you want the same edition that I have, you'll be able to find it for less than $10 shipped if you choose to get that book. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. David in Illinois, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
I'm surprised I'm able to get a hold of your show today. I heard about the aerosols, spraying the atmosphere, the airplanes.
Yeah.
I got to say, I always thought that was, I didn't really see proof of that. I heard people talking about it, so... I asked my father about that, and, he actually, in the 60s, when they first started doing it, he guarded the planes, and they gave them certain medical status after they acknowledged that they were doing it. Well, when he went back to another, to the Department of Defense, they were doing it again starting in 89 when he went back there. And he said, here, and he, if I wasn't there with him during most of his stuff, he would either show me documents or photographs, and he said, yeah, they would call it seeding the atmosphere, and they updated his medical status because he was guarding that stuff again, and he gave me the paperwork to show. He said, yeah, they do it all the time, so that's when I realized, no, that they actually are spraying stuff, so it's not nonsense.
When you say Chase's medical status, what does that mean?
Well, they give them certain medical status about the environments and the chemicals and the things that they're working around. And when the federal government acknowledges that, then they'll upgrade their medical status and give them the codes and explain why. And they say, okay, you were around this material at this point in time. Here's your new updated documentation. So you need to either come in for X amount of days to be checked, or we're going to monitor your case down the road. And they give them extra, so they give them exemptions to be paid for that too. It's supposed to be for family as well. If you have any family and you're around certain things, they're supposed to be, protected if something happened to them, during that stuff. And that's why he would give me all that stuff as well.
So we're talking about military men at the time who were exposed to radioactive dust, radiation in the air, chemicals that get on their body, and then they go home, and then they have relations with their spouse, and then the spouse gets sick, the children have birth problems. That's what we're talking about, right?
Right. Back when he was in the 60s, that's when he was in the military doing that. But when in the 89 into the 90s, late 90s, he was actually under the Department of Defense. He was not in the military. He was in federal guarding them. He was on more classified bases. There was two classified bases he was there at in Nevada. Where they were
Rick,
doing
any,
all kinds
any comments?
Of stuff.
Any comments?
I think it said it all. I think you can read between the lines here on exactly what Agent Orange and on the rest of these chemicals that have been used throughout history and how they're affecting the people around them.
Let me mention something, and I think this is kind
of pretty straightforward.
This is off on a tangent, but I think it's worthy of discussion. So most of us in class, unless we have some new students in the class, we know that on December 7th, 1941, we were attacked by the Japanese at Pearl Harbor. They destroyed most of our fleet that was stationed there and most of our airplanes that were there. About 2,400 Americans were killed as a result of that. That was December 7th, 1941. About a month later, there was a German submarine. Now, just after the attack, Germany and Italy declared war on the United States. So, within days of the attack on December 7th, a month later, after Germany and Italy declared war on the United States, a submarine was lurking and sniping in the Atlantic off the east coast of the United States. And within 12 hours, it sunk seven of our merchant ships off the East Coast. But the Navy lied about it and hid it. And during the war, during the duration of World War II, 233 ships, United States ships, were sunk in the Atlantic and in the Gulf of Mexico. Pretty much the only navigable waters that were safe for Americans, American shipping, it's like the Ohio River. That was pretty much it. Anything else we had to worry about being attacked from submarines, believe it or not. Well, the reason I'm mentioning this is that when I was a young boy, I was on the beach on the Atlantic side of the United States and on the ocean, and I remember picking up this little ball of sand. But it was black. It was black. It was tar and sand, beach sand, mixed together. Now, if you think about it, about 10 years, well, maybe a little over 10 years before that, the Atlantic was covered with an oil slick from the sinking of these oil tankers. We weren't prepared for this. We had no idea that submarines would be lurking off the United States, sinking our ships. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is I wonder, David, did you have any discussions with your father about that?
The only thing he told me about they did in 62, 63 was they stationed, I believe he said off the coast of California, they had three ships stationed out there, and they had a classified thing that went on out there that he told me about that lasted a little over 2 weeks, and when they were done, they actually lost soldiers during that time on those ships, and whatever they were doing to them, he kind of went into detail what he told me they were doing, what he knew they were doing, but the ones that were left were ordered not to discuss it. They even made them sign NDAs, and they were just, these were military guys back then, they made them sign documents where they weren't allowed to talk about it. That's the only thing he told me about that stuff. But now, as far as getting rid of chemicals, on the base, in one base in Nevada where they were testing, where he was in the security team testing, where they had the stealth fighters and the bombers at, everything they had there they wanted to destroy, they burnt in fire pit. And they made those guys guard them fire pits until that fire was gone at that classified base. No, with no equipment, no respiration, no mask, no nothing. But now my thing is, you guys don't have a problem with this all going in the atmosphere? I mean, in from what I've seen, somebody sent me afterwards, another security there, he died from the same cancer, supposedly. Supposedly my dad did. Or he's supposed to be dying from it. He didn't have much time to live, but he wouldn't talk about what else was going on the base. He didn't tell, he didn't share everything that my dad shared with me and the stuff he shared with me.
Of course we do. I just lost a dear friend recently. He was a Marine, and he just succumbed to cancer, just like all his buddies who served and trained at Camp Lejeune. I mentioned this to you on the air with me. Yeah, and the water was polluted. The Marines knew about it. The command knew about it. But yet those at Camp Lejeune bathed in it, drank it, and then they said, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore. We can't drink this water. So he died, and all his buddies died. Every single one of them died of cancer. And I was hoping to have him come on the air with me. He was a sniper. He was a Vietnam sniper.
And I would like to bring up about... Sorry.
I just wanted to say that he's the guy that taught me how to shoot and my family. I mean, you know, of course, we learned the traditional safe way to shoot, and then we learned how to shoot by him. So he had, as a matter of fact, he had a lot of kills in Vietnam, and he shot completely differently from pretty much everybody that you would expect. He actually taught the FBI how to shoot. And I'm not going to talk about how and what's different about it because I just don't want to do that. But, David, we have burned all kinds of toxins, put them in the air, and we had our guys guard the fires, and a lot of them succumbed to the cancers as a result.
And here's the thing that bothers me about that whole situation, though. Nobody thinks about the children. Once they're contaminated, they get that in their body. They then spread that onto their children when they're born and they have their kids.
Well, that's what I said. I said that about
nobody cares.
I don't know, 5 minutes ago. I talked about
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Okay, what I said was so you've got the soldiers, the guys, and they get exposed to all these diseases, and then their medical classification gets changed, and they get monitored. Then, but what about the wives of those men, and the men inseminate and have relations with their wives, and they produce children, and they're coated with radiation. The radiation is in the body, the toxins are in the body, the chromosomes and genes get deformed, and there you go.
And the thing is, they know about it, and we become medical guinea pigs. My dad was from that base, I'm from that base. My wife is from another base, air base, though, that you had a representative on your show quite a while ago that we heard about. And they know about these things. And it's not just those two bases that they came out and admitted. They're all over the place. But now that base that he was at, the classified base where the stealth planes were being tested, they burned everything. And that, he said that stuff was horrible. And they didn't give them nothing. And not only is that going there, that's going everywhere else. And that's in Nevada. They got places there. That air's got to be traveling all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Rick, do you remember how many days it takes a polluted, toxic air from China to reach the United States? It's just a matter of days, isn't it?
I don't know. I can tell you that our waters on the West Coast now are showing Fukushima and Hanford. And the fish that are being pulled out of San Francisco have elevated levels of radiation in them right now. And
yeah,
so
Mrs. Finelli won't buy Washington State apples as a result of Hanford. We'll be right back. David,
you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0777.
800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. David in Illinois, another USA Prepares instructor, is with us. And Rick mentioned the Hanford site. And class, for those of you who are new, the Hanford site is a decommissioned nuclear production facility. It's in the United States on the Columbia River in the state of Washington. And it's known by lots of names. One of them is Hanford Works. One of them is Hanford Nuclear Reservation. Another one is Hanford Engineer Works. Another one is Hanford Project. And it was established in 1943 to get the plutonium for the first nuclear bomb. And that was called the Fat Man. And that was detonated over Japan, Nagasaki, to be specific. And that was one of the final acts of World War II. It was horrific. And lots of people were incinerated, vaporized, and died of radiation poisoning as a result. Well, the production of this bomb made a lot of waste. And that waste was stored at the Hanford Reservation. And a lot of it was dumped on the soil. And, of course, plant life grew up, and then wild animals ate the plants, and then, like rabbits and birds, and insects, and up the food chain it would go. So let's say the rabbits would eat grass. Well, rabbits would eat grass on the Hanford Reservation, because they don't understand how to read signs that say don't enter, or nuclear radiation. So they would eat the grass, and then they would poop and pee, and that would fertilize grasses, and an ever-increasing larger and larger circle of contamination was the result, and continues to be the result. And so as a result, the river, the Columbia River, is really, really close to this radiation. It's probably contaminated already. And as a result, for the last, as long as I've known Mrs. Finelli, as long as we've been married, 40 years, she reads the bags for apples and talks to the produce manager, where did they come from? I want to see the box. And if they say Washington State, it's a no-go. We don't buy anything that we know of that is grown for consumption from Washington State. Rick, do you have any comments about that?
Well, the apples are the best in the world. I mean, you know, that's where Washington, up in the northern part of Washington, the apples, because of cold storage. That was what made the state of Washington really good for apples. But everything along the Columbia River, and that includes your hops, all the different things that are grown down there in Yakima, are highly suspect now. That used to be where all the spearmint was grown in the world. And now it's, and they did along the Columbia River, you know, near Grand Coulee Dam and that kind of thing. Bonneville is now, from Bonneville all the way down into the ocean, is now considered contaminated. You can't do anything like fish. And all your salmon, all your tuna that come up and down are that are now being pulled out of San Francisco are showing elevated levels of radiation. Absolutely.
And Hanford is right now is the most contaminated nuclear site in the whole of the United States. Number one. And we did it. So we talked earlier about did we do anything to modify or affect the weather? Yeah, I believe we did.
Well,
and
the thing I'm most concerned about is the Madrid fault, the new Madrid fault line, and the grid going down, and what's going to happen next to the entire Midwest. That is next.
Well, you know, I looked at, and that's a great question for both you and David. When I lived on the East Coast in Virginia, I thought Virginia was just too close to the District of Criminals. There's too much corruption. The police were becoming out of control, stopping people. Gauntlets. You'd have, you know, you'd be driving along, all of a sudden there'd be a gauntlet. It was almost stop and frisk. Almost. It wasn't quite there yet, but it was getting close. And I thought that this is nuts. The contamination from all the chemical plants north in New Jersey, the cancers, the Delaware is contaminated. Where do we go? So we looked around and we moved west. Now the question now is there a better place? And I'd like to ask both of you that question when we come back. Based on your experience and knowledge, is there a better place to live?
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A Taliban suicide car bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan, today's killed a U.S. service member and at least 10 civilians in a busy area near the U.S. embassy. It's the second such attack there this week. The U.S. soldier, the fourth U.S. service member killed in Afghanistan in the past 2 weeks. Just yesterday, President Trump indicated that talks with the Taliban continue and a peace deal could be close.
Well, we'll see. We're going to be talking to them. We're continuing to talk.
Now off the coast of South Carolina with 115-mile-an-hour winds, Hurricane Dorian is expected to move closer to shore later today as it moves up to North Carolina tonight and tomorrow. It could make landfall somewhere in North Carolina. Coastal sections could see about 15 to 20 inches of rain and 8 feet of storm surge. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This can be slide in.
What are today's hot?
Oh, keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rick's with us, David's with us, and if we had any friends, we'll probably put an end to that right now with what I'm going to say. In my opinion, I don't know of a better place to live. Nevada is toxic with with waste, nuclear waste, and nuclear detonations. Florida is at war with the sea. Saltwater is trying to get in because of the Floridians are pumping out fresh water from their aquifers. The voids that are being left are being filled with seawater, so saltwater is contaminating the fresh water supply. New York is financially unlivable. California, I don't speak Spanish. Washington is contaminated, Washington State, with radioactivity. Pennsylvania is contaminated with radioactivity, Three Mile Island. Ohio is contaminated with manufacturing pollution. Michigan is contaminated. Dow Chemical Company set up their own hospital in Midland, Michigan to deal with the diseases and birth defects. New Jersey is toxic with waste and refineries. Is there a place that's better, Rick, than David?
I'm going to suggest it doesn't matter where you live anymore, because who knows what's actually going to happen. You know, pandemic, earthquake, fault lines, grid down, etc. And so what I say is it's going to be your neighbor that saves your life. And that's where you want to live.
Not my neighbors, that's for sure.
Well, then that is, Vincent. That's read it and weep. That's the formula I'm using now. It'll be your neighbor that saves your life. Where do you want to live?
Yeah, three kinds of people. Those that make things happen, those that watch things happen, and those that say, what happened? And those are my neighbors. Well, not all of them, but, you know, most. David in Illinois, what are your thoughts?
I don't know where, you know, you'd want to live. A lot of those places which you spoke of, I wouldn't live either. It just seems like nowadays we're finding toxic waste and everything everywhere, even out in the country areas where you thought you were safe, you're finding that stuff. So wherever you go, you got to hope for the best, you know, and try to prepare for the best you can. I mean,
David, what did your father say? Was he in tune as someone who worked for the feds, federal government, as well as the Illinois or Chicago police? Did he know about these kinds of things? Did he share with
you?
Oh,
yeah.
Any of that with you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He knew a lot of it. And like I said, you brought up about the bomb at Hiroshima, and they found radiation in the University of Chicago in the buildings. Didn't tell anybody. Those guys knew about it. And they told me, because I was sitting there while they were arguing about it, but they didn't tell all the other thousands of people that were going in and out of those buildings.
Doesn't the University of Chicago have its own nuclear reactor, you know, that they play with? I believe they do.
I believe so. I think they had a lot of stuff at the I didn't know they owned the other lab that we would pass on the way home. It was a big place, big fence. Whenever he had to do, Argonne National Laboratory. And I guess they did a lot of testing there, too. But they had different things in different places and security. And that's the area he patrolled. He would do stuff for them and the other departments when I was there with them. But they had, I mean, you know, there was all kinds of things they were doing that was questionable, and I was supposed to be looking the other way. You know, but you're a kid, you want to ask questions. You know, why are you doing this?
Well, Chicago, University of Chicago actually does have had the first artificial nuclear reactor. And December 1942.
Yeah, they were arguing about them buildings being contaminated back in the late 70s all the way up until I stopped hearing them arguing about it in 81. I think it was 81, 82. I didn't
Rick,
hear them argue. They didn't.
Well, all right. Right in Rolla, Rolla, Missouri, University of Missouri, Science and Technology at Rolla, Missouri. They've got their own little reactor as well. These reactors are all over the place. And then there's suitcase nukes. Who knows where the heck all of those went, you know, when the former Soviet Union collapsed. Rick, are you concerned about this as well?
Well, yeah. That's one of the reasons why I have my radioactive detector. I'm measuring the atmosphere and what I'm breathing every day.
And what are you finding? Are you finding that radiation is coming from...
It has actually, in fact, risen to double what it used to be when I first started monitoring. I started monitoring, literally, when Fukushima happened. And I can tell you that the radiation exposure levels are double what they used to be. They're below, you know, the safe limits, but it has actually, literally, has doubled since Fukushima here in the West Coast, or at least where I live.
You said something quite fascinating. Safe limits.
Safe limits are published based on studies of what is normal background level and what is elevated levels. There is NETC, the Nuclear Emergency Tracking Center. NETC.com will show you where the elevated levels are at any given moment, updated every minute across the United States and now the world, where they have monitoring systems. And you ought to see what Japan looks like right now. I wouldn't want to live in Japan. Literally, it's NETC.com. That's a good website to check out.
Gentlemen, I'm there right now. I'm at that website.
And look at what's going on right this moment.
Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what's going
on. Level 4, so, level 3.
Yes. If you go to NETC.com, okay, you will see the United States is lit up like a Christmas tree. And they have, and we've talked about this for years and years. RADCON 1, which is background level. RADCON 2 is rising. RADCON 3 is elevated. RADCON 4 is concern and watch. And RADCON 5 is alert. So, let's just talk about RADCON 3 and RADCON 3 and RADCON 4. So, I'm not going to distinguish between which is which, but here we go. RADCON 3 and RADCON 4. Washington, Oregon, Utah, Nevada, California, Arizona, Texas, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Virginia, Maryland, New Hampshire, Wisconsin.
That's unbelievable.
Kentucky.
That's usually you only see 3 or 4 RADCON 3s anywhere in the U.S.
Indiana, Missouri, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, Oklahoma, Kansas, Colorado, Illinois. Did I forget anybody? I don't think so. So it's all over, and that is the RADCON 3, which is elevated, and RADCON 4, which is a concern and watch. So if you want to know where it's the most dangerous in the United States, right this second, this is RADCON 4, Mississippi, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Montana, Utah, Nevada, California.
What's going on? There should be, if you put over your cursor over that, it'll tell you what it is.
Right now it is, for example, in Oklahoma, it's the average is 198 counts per minute.
Jesus.
And, well, yeah, that's in Oklahoma. Let's go toward your neck of the woods. Let's go to California right this second. We're at 100, and currently it's 305. Montana is 420. Texas is
normal background is around 20. Just
359.
10 to
20. Counts from 359 in Texas. 339 in another part of Texas. Alabama, 243. Let's see.
You want to see 20 to 10 to 20 counts per minute. That's normal background.
Yeah, Missouri is at 307. So just want to let you all know that it just changed. It all changed a second ago. So when I read it, that's what it was. So you can go to, if you want to see it, Nuclear Emergency Tracking Center www.jcnlife.com. David, any comments? Have you ever been there?
Yeah. No, I've never been there. But I ask you a question. Have you ever thought when you were growing up, or in either one of you, that we would be looking at radiation as to just a normal thing, like they would tell us about gasoline, you know, exhaust smoke or something in city, that we would be living with this every day? I mean, it's ridiculous when you think about it.
Well, this is George Orwell, and, you know, what we have gone way, way beyond George Orwell.
It's just me, or this is radiation we're talking about here.
And we haven't even begun to talk about some of the other things that are going on, like monitoring people and facial recognition.
Oh, good. I have to tell you, whenever you talk about that stuff, I have to call in and tell you about that stuff. When he was at the...
let's do it right now. David, let's do it right now. What did you want to tell us about tracking?
Now he went to the law when he left that base, that classified base. He transferred out of there because of crazy stuff, and he went to the Federal Law Enforcement Academy in Georgia, and where they taught him that stuff. Now that was right before they got cell phones with cameras in them. They were just starting to come out, and he was calling me every night, telling me the technology and how they were able to look, and they could just take. And these systems were so strong in the facial recognition, they could just describe what somebody somewhat looked like. And this thing would start scanning these systems and all these systems and pop up with the exact person every time. Now, we're talking about in the 90s, you know, they had that technology. I mean, in the late 90s. And I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, I mean, you know, I couldn't believe this stuff. I mean... to anybody, they could just tell it, and they would practice with these systems to show them how they worked so they can go back to their department and show the other guys how to use the stuff. And I'm like, my gosh. You know, I mean, even cameras, they said they were able to go back so many days. I think it was 34 days, he said. You know, so that meant they had to be on some kind of a system where they were backing up all that data, you know, somewhere, or it's sitting in a network somewhere.
Well, that's DARPA, and DARPA just announced their need for an underground base to the public just to do that alone. And if it's DARPA,
I mean, to have that technology
Rick
back then.
And, okay, here's what, let's fast forward to today. The Trump, this is Daily Caller. Trump administration is considering using Amazon Echo and Apple Watch to determine if citizens should own a gun, end quote. We are now looking at Facebook, Apple, Google, and your social score to see what you should be allowed to do by...
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I'd like you to think about this. The next time that you are asked to stand to recite and reaffirm your Pledge of Allegiance, I want you to think about this. This is from the Daily Caller. Quote, the Trump administration is considering a proposal that would use Google, Amazon, and Apple to collect data on users who exhibit characteristics of mental illness that could lead to violent behavior, the Washington Post reported Thursday. The proposal is part of an initiative to create a Health Advanced Research Projects Agency, H-A-R-P-A, HARPA, which would be located inside the Health and Human Services Department, citing sources inside the administration. The new, let me say it a different way, the new agency would have a separate budget and the president would be responsible for appointing its director. HARPA would take effect, would take after Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, which serves as the research arm for the Pentagon. The idea was first crafted in 2017, but has since gotten renewed push after mass shootings killed 31 people in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, in August, end quote. So here we have a new government organization to work with Facebook and I'm sure all the rest, yeah, just to see if you're crazy and shouldn't have a gun. Now, do you think that would expand? Think about that. Think about that when you are asked to cite the Pledge of Allegiance to support and endorse and confirm this kind of activity. Rick, do you have any comments?
Well, this is the New World Order taking over America and making us a third world country by taking our arms away from us. And, you know, I always like to do the comedian part of humor where, you know, Yoda says, my gun you may have, after I give you my bullets, I will stand with a fist.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to get one more topic in, then, David, it's going to you. So, Rick, for years, you know, you were kidding. And by the way, class, I'm not kidding about this. I'm absolutely serious. This is not doublespeak or newspeak. This is true. Everything we've been saying, this broadcast is absolutely true, in case you were wondering. So Rick would kid and say, you know, Girl Scout cookies made with real Girl Scouts. Okay, well, we are almost at that point. We're almost at that point because now we have scientists saying... Scientists are saying, well, to stop the pollution problem, the overcrowding problem, the too many people on the planet problem, we're going to have to resort to eating bugs, insects, and cannibalism.
That's right. I just posted that one from Joey on sustainable lifeboats on the Ice Age Murmur.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. Scientists are now saying we're going to have to eat each other. Well, I guess, we'll start with the politicians. We'll serve them up first. We'll see if we like them better stewed or roasted or barbecued or pickled.
That was the sci-fi movie To Serve Man with Z. You know, there's something else going on here, and I don't really get it.
David, your comments.
About this, the situation with the Amazon and that, they've been already doing that for a long time. Ever since the webcams came out, they're able to access them. He told me, turn them off, that we can access them. Okay. The problem is now, they're out there going to have to admit that they can do it, and it's not going to be a conspiracy theory that they can do it when they start kicking in thousands of doors because somebody streams and decides to binge Band of Brothers one weekend. You know, and find out he's got guns, so they're going to kick his door in at night when he's in bed and take everything he's got because they think he's a problem because he watched a series. I mean, they're not going to be able to exactly.
What a great point. So these GDP with their devices that listen in so they can tell their light switch to turn on so they don't have to get their fat rear end off the couch because they want a little more illumination. So they're going to tell their electronic device by Microsoft or Amazon to turn on the light. That same device is going to listen to everything they do, including what they watch on television, as if they don't know already with Netflix and Prime and the rest of it. They're monitoring everything that you do. So think about Facebook and Zuckerberg and whether he should go to prison. I think it'd be a good start, sending him and all of his vice presidents and the board of directors to prison. I think that would be really, we'll have a trial first. But I think that would be a nice start. And then we'll go after Apple and then Microsoft and all the rest of these big corporations who are the only companies that are making a profit today are the ones selling our spied on secrets without our knowledge. Any comments, Rick?
No, I'm done for this day, I'll tell you. No, we've said it all. I've got enough, yeah.
David? Last words?
No, just well,
I guess we,
the way it is.
I guess we ruined everybody's day.
We didn't weep.
Yeah, and what we told you today, class, is true. It's all true. All true. It's all, you can go to the internet and look it up. And dump Google. Go to DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Make that your search engine. Because for now, it's probably one of the best and spies on you the least. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.